Anyway, our speaker tonight is Regina Uhl from Houston, is that right? Dallas, excuse me, I get it mixed up. She's with Black Man and Graham, and she's been practicing for a little over 10 years now, is admitted in a number of states, and she's board certified in residential real estate law. She's a graduate of the University of Dallas and St. Mary's Law School in San Antonio, and she's going to talk to us this afternoon about e-signature, something my clients are beating me up daily about. So e-signature. Regina?
Thank you, Carrie. Good afternoon, guys.
Good afternoon.
So I really enjoyed the Honorable Laura Livingston's presentation, if you guys sat in on that at lunchtime. So my presentation is sort of perfect to follow in right after hers, because she was focusing on how the future of the legal industry is going to be innovation and technology. And so that's pretty much what I'm talking about today with e-signature. So let's get into it. So what is a signature? Do you guys remember from law school in early practice and probably current practice? I run into this from time to time, that even an X is a signature, right? If you're borrower makes an X on a document, that can be their signature, right? So that's well established on what a signature is. Now the question is, what is an electronic signature? So an electronic signature is going to be an electronic sound, so a voicemail message, maybe, an electronic symbol, or an electronic process. So that's going to include probably email signature lines, and we'll talk about the case law on that. Text messages, voicemail messages we talked about, and then electronic process is technologically neutral, and so it's very vague, and so you say, what is an electronic process, but it's intentionally vague because it's supposed to be able to grow with the technology as it changes, right?